This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Monday, December 18th. We start with a deadly earthquake in northwest China. According to state media, it struck China's Gansu province Monday evening, killing at least 111 people and injuring more than 200 others. Earlier, the U.S. Geological Survey said the quake had a 5.9 magnitude, but Chinese authorities gave it a slightly higher reading of 6.2. Far away from China, a volcano has erupted on Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula. That's according to Iceland's meteorological office. The office reported that the eruption is close to the town of Grindavík, but Iceland's government says the eruption does not pose a threat to the community. Residents in nearby settlements there had evacuated earlier this year due to a state of emergency because of the volcano. Israel's military appears to be denying responsibility for the killing of two women in a Gaza church complex on Saturday. The Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, which oversees some nearby Catholic churches, said an Israeli sniper shot and killed a mother and daughter, sheltering at the Holy Family Parish complex. But Israel's military said it talked with the church on Saturday and claims the church did not report any deaths when they spoke. CNN has been unable to reach the Latin Patriarchate for clarity over the discrepancy. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby addressed the church incident today.
We are deeply concerned about it. We have raised specific concerns about it with Israeli counterparts, and we'll continue to do so.
Meanwhile, in the U.S., over 400 Jewish institutions have received emails with bomb threats since Saturday. That's according to the Anti-Defamation League, which says the threats spanned multiple states. They were all deemed to be hoaxes, and the ADL believes they're all from the same person or group because of the email similarities. Now to some legal trouble stemming from the 2020 election conspiracy in Georgia. First, two former Georgia election workers have sued ex-Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani again. Giuliani already owes the two women nearly $150 million for spreading lies that they engaged in voter fraud. But now they're asking a judge to permanently prohibit Giuliani from lying about them because they say he continues to spread false claims, even after the defamation trial. And now to Trump's former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. A federal appeals court rejected his attempt to move his Georgia election interference case to federal court. As Chief of Staff, Meadows claimed the allegations were connected to his official duties, but the three-judge panel disagreed. If the case were in federal court, Meadows could have potentially had the charges dismissed by invoking federal immunity.
Senate Bill 4 is now law in the state of Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law that makes entering Texas illegally a state crime. It takes effect in March. And Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro and 20 other Democratic lawmakers wrote a letter to the U.S. Attorney General to try to stop it from going into effect. The measure would give law enforcement the power to arrest migrants and gives judges the ability to issue orders to send them back to Mexico. The ACLU has threatened to sue Abbott over the new law. The governor says the law will decrease illegal immigration dramatically and will not lead to racial profiling.
They are seeing with their own eyes people who are violating the law, and now they're going to have the ability to arrest them and prosecute them.
Senators have been working on a border security deal Republicans tied to a spending package that includes aid for Ukraine and Israel. The start of the Senate's winter recess was delayed by a week as a result, and GOP Minority Whip John Thune says, quote, there's no way the chamber can pass a deal this week.
We put our proposal out there the first week in November, and we've been waiting since then for the Democrats to react. The White House finally got engaged last week.
Up next, a powerful storm in the Northeast turns deadly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At least 3 people have been killed in the powerful storm that's been slamming the Northeast. Strong winds and heavy rain have more than 700,000 customers in the dark, according to poweroutage.us, with the vast majority of outages in Maine. According to FlightAware.com, more than 500 flights in the U.S. were canceled and 3,600 delayed Monday. The storm will continue to hit New England throughout the night, with flash flooding possible in some areas. That is it for us. We'll be back at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.